When the power goes out on the air, the advertising goes online.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and I'll bet that if you have a conversation about the Super Bowl this morning, it won't be about the Ravens or the commercials you saw. It'll be about the fact that the power went out right in the middle of TV's biggest night. But as Marketplace's Jim Burris reports, that dark moment in football history is turning out to be a bright moment for social media.
For the cookie company Oreo, the Superdome's power outage became an unplanned chance to, again, get its name out there, says Vice President of Cookies, Lisa Mann.
We saw an opportunity, and we quickly developed an image and a caption within minutes.
Oreo tweeted a pic of a cookie on a darkened background with a caption, "You can still dunk in the dark."
I mean, it was explosive.
Jed Williams is a senior analyst at ad firm BIA Kelsey.
May have been the low point for the Super Bowl, but it was the high mark for consumption of the event.
William says companies will use last night's outage as a study in the relationship between Super Bowl ads and social media. J.C. Bradbury teaches sports marketing at Kennesaw State University. He says don't expect companies to stop paying those high prices for ads just because of last night's glitch.
Television goes out all the time. Television has ways to deal with this, and it's still one of the most watched programs in the entire country.
The venue for next year's Super Bowl has already tweeted they promise to keep the lights on. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.